have dialed is not in service at this time. Fuck you.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome everyone to another
hellacious edition of the Hour Bomb.
I see what you did there.
That's punny.
Well, you know, I thought it was all right. Hellacious. I've had worse.
That is very, very true.
Much worse. I'm wanting to say that's probably the same word we used last year. I'm just saying.
It might have been.
Probably.
No one fucking goes back to check this shit.
Not because of you, someone will. Thanks a lot, asshole. I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Bilzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Alberto Del Rio may or may not have sucked some cock to come back.
Wow.
Yes. That's right. The one and only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Albert. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate everything. Thank you to my loyal fans. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Master's here. Whatever. I don't care. You're all just mad because I make more money than you do.
Wow.
Hate is gonna hate.
I hope you die from herpes.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Wow, no love at all.
No.
Not even a boo? Good God. Okay, there we go. My adoring fans.
All 0.75 of them. Anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Not bad. Can't complain.
Good.
Adrian?
I know. I'm doing all right, I guess.
Good. Can everyone in internet land hear us okay?
Yeah, we surely hope so.
I hope so. Well, we don't really care about you. You're not essential to the show.
No, fuck you.
Yeah, no thanks. I had a wife for that.
Exactly.
Anyway, Adrian, you're doing pretty good. I mean, you see, you're pooping okay because you seem a little tense.
I'm a little constipated.
Why is that?
I don't know.
And not had enough fiber?
That might be it.
You know, Activia, Jamie Lee Curtis, poops while she films the commercials. Did you know that?
Did you know Master Waits a word?
Master Weight?
Yeah, Master Weight.
Someone's on Urban Dictionary, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Master Weight.
Hold on, wait. I've got this one. Hold on.
Do you know what this one means?
No, but hold on.
Okay.
I've got something here. We have to play this. So this is what we're going to do. Ready? It's time for not This Week in Wrestling History, but This Week in Urban Dictionary History with your host, the professor, Adrian Masters.
Yes.
I mean, today's word is masterweight. It is a noun.
Okay.
All right.
It's the period of time in which you're jerking off while watching porn online, but you're waiting for the video to buffer.
Oh.
So you're masterweighting. I'm sorry, that's a verb. I apologize.
Let's go with it.
I hate buffering. You know what that's... you know what buffering causes, Jason?
What?
90% of heat chafing.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I don't have to worry about buffering. Because I have that damn good of a connection.
You're welcome, asshole.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
What? We're waiting for it, Professor.
Class is missed, bitches.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Man, it's been a long time since we were in class.
Well, it's because the website that he went to for This Week in Wrestling History stopped updating This Week in Wrestling History, so we don't go to it anymore.
That's pretty much it. What happened, yeah.
So we're going to probably start, I think that's what we'll do, the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
There we go.
I can do something like that.
I think that'll be fun.
I still have that website bookmarked here.
Have they updated anything in the last, like,
let me take a look here.
6 months?
Last update was March 23rd.
So nothing the last 7 months. No. Okay, awesome.
Nope.
Fuckers.
And the last update before that was the end of January, and then that's when it stopped.
Oh, what did the one in March say? Sorry, we're just not going to update this anymore?
No, they did like a bunch of WrestleMania ones, but that was it.
What a bunch of assholes.
Yeah,
I know.
Anyway, Rural Dictionary might be more fitting.
Yeah, we don't need to know what you do with cows, though, B-Mags.
You had to master weight a lot at when you lived with your mom.
You're damn right I did. I master weighted every day.
Porno videos and dial-up didn't get along.
Like, I would literally start download a video before I left for work, and then it would be ready when I got home, so I had to wait for it.
And then you realize it was like gay porn halfway through. They labeled it wrong.
Son of a bitch.
Let's start the download again.
No,
a different one.
No, it'd be like, well, fuck, I already have it downloaded.
Well, at least it's tranny, so they got boobs.
PW Pop After Dark. Oh, yeah.
I quit.
You can't quit. You can't quit us, man.
Wait, we got some good names in the chat here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just looked over to see who the fuck was in the chat.
Well, we got myself.
Hey, I'll let Angie bulk up you.
Hey, we got Mark Jones, number 2.
Hit it.
You got to wait a second.
Oh.
Right.
You're supposed to have it ready.
New Day. Yes, it is.
That's right. Mark Jones, our 3/5 edition.
Or what?
Nothing.
From our 3/5 edition.
You know what? I'll let Big E bulk up him. How's that?
Big E likes that booty.
You know, the only thing I remember clear as day from last week's show, and not that I was drunk or anything, because I really wasn't, but you know how we just do a show and then you're like, what the fuck we talk about last week? Finally, a delivery service that delivers blank.
Mark Jones says we suck.
3/5 of a pizza.
Well, Mark, we offered to have you on the show. You just never responded to me, so fuck
off.
Yeah.
You said you're here, .. to listen.
Exactly.
If you want to come on the show, let me know. Call you up. Who else is in the chat room?
We got the real clown.
Hey, bulk up to Logan.
We got Jason Halbert.
Let your wife handle that.
Thank you.
We got Jason Heath.
Hey, I always bulk up myself.
We got Beanbags.
Hey, bulk up.
We got the bird dog, Rich Berghoff.
Hey, bulk up.
We got Too Soft to Handle.
I
don't know whether to bulk up or
click.
I'm going to assume that's Kevin.
Maybe.
Sounds like a Kevin name.
It does sound like a Kevin name.
Bulk up ?
And we got the hitman, Jake Capone.
Hey, Jake. Bulk up to you.
Who's making his NWA Mid-South debut this coming weekend in Dinesburg, Tennessee. Be sure to check that out if you live in that area.
Oh, is it this weekend?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I'll plug Jake's appearance there.
Why not?
Exactly, man.
What'd you do? Get a hold of him for more info?
No. I just saw a Facebook post with like the poster of it.
Oh, see, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Somehow I didn't fucking see that. I don't know.
Well, now you know.
Now I know. Where's that?
I think Dinesburg, Tennessee.
Where the fuck is that at?
Or the middle of fucking nowhere, as far as I'm concerned.
Can't be nowhere in Campsville, Illinois.
Pretty much.
Dyersburg.
Sorry, I apologize. Dyersburg, Tennessee.
Oh, by the way, Logan, I talked to Heath about giving you a ride to Joeysville, and he said okay.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
But you got to ride in the back.
Yeah, you got to ride in the back.
And not the
not the middle back, but the back.
Back.
Does he get a seat? Are we going to make him ride in the back? Or are we just going to make him ride in the back with a seatbelt? Because I think the back would work without a seatbelt. Back. All in favor for back.
He can sit in one of the captain's chairs in the middle if he wants.
The fuck he can.
What? Oh.
He's got to earn his spot up there with the big boys.
Apparently, also, Mr. Capone would like us to know that the Juggernaut is in the house with him tonight.
Oh, sweet. Walk up to the Juggernaut.
That's... I don't know if he's into that. He might lose a hand.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday to Juggernaut.
Exactly.
His birthday was yesterday, I believe.
Oh, happy birthday to the Juggernaut.
Or Friday. I don't remember. Something like that. I don't know. I'd play our normal birthday thing, but I don't think that's appropriate.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what?
But you know what?
He did. He called you up, man. To do this because
he
knew it.
He knew it was Juggernaut's birthday.
Yes,
he really did.
So you gotta play it for him, man.
Yeah. Hey, Juggernaut, this one's for you, bro, buddy.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
That was for you. I talked to Hogan yesterday, and he did have to call me back. And I'm like, hey, I got a favor to ask. He's like, what's that, brother? So I told him, and that was recorded especially for you. So
that's nice of him.
Happy birthday, brother.
It's good to see you doing that kind of stuff again.
Yes, he is. We terminated his contract momentarily.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean.
He's now been reinstated to the network, though.
He's been reinstated to the Hour Bomb.
Was he pretty racist on the phone?
You know, after his last appearance on the show, I had a talk with him, and he promised to tone it down. He's not going to make the moves on Heath as much as he did.
Yeah. Or he promised not to hit on you again, Mark Jones.
I forgot I had him to interview him. Oh, that was great. Anyway.
Hey, Jason, how's the show work?
Well, I don't fucking know. We're going to make some shit up tonight because, yeah.
Fair enough.
Here's how the show normally works. So I have Booty for sound. What?
Huh?
I think he's trying to say he doesn't have good sound.
I don't know. Anyway, here's how the show normally works. Got a whole list I got to get through. These two assholes are going to make it to where I can't complete the show. My list. But since it's pay-per-view tonight, guess what? We take that timer, we shine that sumbitch up, turn it sideways, and stick it straight up Heath's candy ass.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Heath is very lucky it is an egg-shaped timer and not like one of those like giant alarm clock things.
I've got one of the giant alarm clock things we're going to start using.
Heath likes it when it's the egg timer.
He does.
Because it vibrates real nice. And
well, I put it on a string, too, and it's like an anal bead at that point.
Hashtag our bomb lies.
And it's funny because when it comes out, it goes like this.
Hashtag Heath plugs.
Still waiting on the Wikipedia.
The Urban Dictionary
contest.
Yeah, we only got one entry in that one so far.
It was our good friend, Jake Capone.
That is correct.
We're trying to get the word Jason Heath and the Hour Bomb on Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
Keep going with those. Those are funny.
Yes.
The funny one, the best one, will get an autographed Hour Bomb business card.
There you go.
That you have to pick up.
Once you upload your definition, be sure to just send a screenshot to either me or Jason Albert, and we will make sure that it gets shared with the community.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. All right, so the sex tape itself is the most offensive thing Hulkster did. I would have to say so. I mean, for love of God, we're going to have to see Hogan naked. And you know, I hear that the jury's going to sit there and watch Hogan naked, too.
Ew.
Yeah. The jury's going to have to watch it. Now, they're going to have it covered from the spectators in the courtroom, thank God. But still, those poor 12 people.
Are they going to have vomit buckets nearby?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother.
I hear Hogan.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother.
I hear Hogan ask her. How it's hard to love is Hogan goes, what you gonna do? And she goes, well, you. And he goes, okay, brother.
Well, Mark Jones.
Hey, wait a minute.
Mark Jones' Thunder of Paradise is more offensive than the sex tape. It depends on what episode you watch, but that is true.
Oh, my God.
I got to say the Castle of Doom thing, whatever Hogan went in there. And he touches the water and goes, aha, it's not hot. And I'm like, then why did you scream like it was? I don't...
That was pretty stupid. Oh, my God.
But hey, we got a pay-per-view to talk about, right?
I think we do.
Yes, so. We do.
I guess I got no one else. Do we want to talk about the other thing we have to talk about, too? Or do we want to do this first and then talk about that last? Or do we want to talk about it first?
What's the other thing we're talking about?
The Jerseyville show?
Yeah, we can talk about that next. Afterwards.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that after then.
All right.
All right. So
next week, you can focus more on that since it's.
Well, yeah. Well, I sent a message to their someone there waiting to hear back.
Public relations.
Yeah, okay. But what we're gonna plug on the show, and I don't. You know.
What you gonna do when Hulkamania comes all over you, brother?
The 24-inch string of semen, brother.
Thank you, Logan.
Hulkamania is coming wild.
Juggernaut wants to Skype in since we are driving. Is it possible?
That's your call. Can you make it happen?
Let me get Skype up and running.
Let's see if this will happen, man.
Brother.
Let's see if it'll happen.
Wait, so you're who the fuck is driving and who's typing?
Or he can chop you. I would actually say that you would rather not be chopped, so you probably should Skype him in.
Well, I try to only piss off one professional wrestler at a time.
And you've already got your quote on that.
I do. So, I need to get Skype opened up. Hold on. God damn it. Did you guys actually watch the pay-per-view?
Yeah, we were.
No, not you. The guy that's getting ready to come on the show. That's what I want to know. It's all semantics, it kind of is. You know, let's get this out of the way, too. Who are you texting over there?
Oh, I just found out who one of our listeners are.
Oh, too soft to handle?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I think I have an idea. Are his initials very similar to mine?
No.
Oh, then I have no clue who the fuck it is, then. Who the fuck is it?
Is it RM?
It is a relative of Logan.
Okay.
It is his cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it
a male or a female?
Is it Logan's kissing cousin?
Are we supposed to ball cup or clit flick?
Yeah, we do need to know that much at least. You know, ball cup or clit flick.
Let me tell you a secret.
And he says yes, he did watch it.
When I'm in bed, listening to the Hour Bomb, I feel so dirty. Wrapped up in an Hour Bomb t-shirt. Only at pwpop.com.
Supplies limited.
Okay, so.
And by the way, it's male and fuck off Adrian.
Oh, fair enough.
All right, good. let's see. Is he on. I need to know if he's on his own Skype or if he's going to be on yours. Who am I calling?
I would just say call his and see if someone picks up.
Who, Capone?
Yeah. Let's see. You already have his. I mean, that's going to be easier.
And by the way, one of these days we got to have Logan on Skype as well. One of these days. Since obviously we're trying to get.
All right, that didn't work. He's offline.
Okay.
All right, so he needs to add me at. The fuck is my Skype? Oh, J. Halbert 1981. Add me on Skype, and then he can call in. Why do we think it's. Totally forgot. Didn't even think Capone. We could have had him on again.
I don't know.
I'd love to have a WPW guy on. We didn't have one.
I would love to have the Hellhounds on.
No, I have no problem having the Hellhounds on. I was just saying.
Best tag team going today. I'll take the Hellhounds over the New Day.
You're just saying that because you don't want the. Because you know there's a possibility that they'll kick your ass.
That's not why I'm saying that.
As you shake your head, yes.
I'm not doing that.
You lying sack of shit. Let's see here.
So how did everybody do as far as People's Champion on WWE Supercard?
I don't think a lot of people play other than like you and him.
There's a few of
us. I think Richard plays, but...
I ended up like 50-something thousand.
I ended up... I don't even look at it yet.
You didn't claim your reward yet?
No. My one super rare, or my one rare card I probably got...
I got an ultra rare and then the support card.
No, that's.
I did, however, get a Kofi. Kofi was my.
Ultra rare?
Yes.
That's cool.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Whoa.
The fuck are you giggling about over there?
I'm chatting over here with Logan.
We don't fucking pay you to do that.
I don't get paid, period.
You think you don't.
I know I don't.
Oh, hey, Too Soft to Handle finally got sound.
Yay. Oh, hey, there's somebody new in the chat room there. Al Brune?
Oh. Hang on. Apparently, I got a super Rare Rose on Mendez.
Good luck with that one.
And a rare power-up card.
Yeah.
Hey, look what I found down here.
Oh, that's nice.
We got Good or Gross jelly beans for the Chiz Jams.
Yay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, by the way, with People's Champion this week.
Al Brune's gone already.
Oh. He was there from Greg talking earlier, so.
Okay. Let's see. Again, Capone, have him add me on Skype or have him call in as you. J. Halbert, 1981. And then we'll get him on. Until then, we're going to move on.
I'm putting that in the...
There you go. Okay. All right. Let's see. What now? Real quick, hurry up.
Oh, I wound up being ranked 14,800 and something.
How the fuck did you even do that?
Or, sorry, 648.
Even when I was working, I didn't fucking...
He took time off from fapping.
Probably.
Dude, I was playing this game a shit ton.
Just trying to figure out why the fuck more people would go with the People's Champion was Nikki Bella against Charlotte. Why would people go for Nikki?
I went for Charlotte.
Really? Are we being fucking trolled or something? I don't get it. Anyway, let's.
Oh no.
What?
I went on Facebook.
Oh, someone. Yeah, Walking Dead spoilers.
Not exactly. I can tell you that the post I saw was, it was like, even Chris Hardwick's getting choked up. # unnecessary death.
Oh
shit.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I started to see something about Walking Dead. It's like, nope. I'm not going to look at it.
So, fucking Chuck's a dick. There you are. That's who posted
it. Oh, was Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck posted that.
Fucking hate you, Chuck.
Don't you people know, don't post spoilers.
Especially
on
pay-per-view
nights. Fault. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not.
Why the fuck is he not watching goddamn wrestling?
That's a good question.
Fuck you, Chuck.
Yeah. Wrestling is more important.
Fuck that Chuck guy.
The character may not be dead, by the way. Fuck you too, Logan.
Damn it. You're not supposed to say anything about the show.
At least he said
he watched the paper.
You know what? At least he said the character. We're good. You know what? I'm fine.
So. All right. Let's move on. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope. I am good, sir.
Asshole, you got anything else?
I got cancer.
What?
I just wanted to see your expression when I said that. I'm good.
I was like, damn,
dude. That growth. Cancer.
Is it really cancer?
Ovarian cancer. Thank you.
They're happy for you, man.
Man.
We're going to start the actual show.
Yeah, all right.
So,
I like this theme. I like this first theme song a long time. Really, actually, like.
It's kind of cool.
It's Cut the Cord. It's a good song.
You watched last week, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyway, WWE loves the cock rock. Why is that cock rock?
Because it is kind of cock rock.
Okay, apparently I'm not familiar with this term. What the fuck is cock rock?
You know, think of bands like...
most metal rock bands that are like guys?
Stain, like Puddle of Mud, cock rock.
What? You have no clue what cock rock is.
It's kind of any kind of like... We don't really have a soul, so we're still like edgy and rock and roll, but we really don't have like a soul in our music. Yeah, it's cock rock.
You've never heard that term until tonight, and you're making something up. I'm not dumb. That dumb.
Okay, what's your point?
Just saying. Anyway, Hey, Richard got a Super Rare Rosa and a Rare Sheamus.
Hey, you know what? I got a middle finger for Richard. He can fuck off. There you are.
No one cares, Heath. All right, so I was not here for the pre-show match, so take it away, Jizz Muffer and Jizz Producer.
Thank you. It was a solid six-man tag. The faces win this week, so I guess we'll get a rematch again on Raw tomorrow night and see the same goddamn
the
match
heels
again.
Will win?
Maybe.
Yeah, basically it was Dolph, Cesaro, and Neville versus King Barrett, Sheamus, and Rusev.
Cesaro looked like a fucking stud in this match.
God, yeah, he did.
Was this the welcome back Cesaro match?
Pretty well much.
Yeah.
Not that he's been gone or anything, but...
He was throwing European uppercuts all over the goddamn place.
And 16 rotations on King Barrett.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he was a stepping stool for Neville to do like a modified like red arrow off of his back onto
He was definitely a team player on this one, as well as having the spotlight on him.
Really the finish of this match is Dolph super kicks Barrett into the giant swing, and as he comes down from the giant swing, Neville hits a red arrow for the win.
Yes.
Damn, I kinda wanna see the finish of that one then.
I mean, it definitely was one of those matches to get the people pumped up, ready to go. What the hell was that?
I think that was somebody adding Jason to Skype.
It was, but it's not the person that I'm scared of.
Oh.
It was someone else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do agree with that on that, B-Megs. When Dolph handed him the sign after the match, Cesaro kind of shied away from the spotlight.
What sign?
I didn't get to catch the after-the-match stuff, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, basically, Neville went out and... I think it was Neville. Grabbed a sign from a fan that said Cesaro section. And, yeah, he kind of showed it for a little bit, and then he flipped around and said, "Hi, Dan." And he actually pointed to that part. So he was trying to get away from him on that one.
Well, that's nice. It said, "Hi, Dan."
Yeah.
Yeah,
it said, "Hi, Dan." Said, "Hi to Dan."
Yeah. Also, this is worth noting on this, too. Stardust and the Ascension had a own section set up in the crowd for them, and they had signs that said Stardust section.
Really?
Yeah.
But we digress.
I digress.
Okay, in my defense, I tried to get him on. Okay. I've tried to get him on. I don't want to get killed in Jerseyville.
Okay. You might get killed anyway.
Well, I guess it didn't work out as far as
What if Juggernaut's the new member of the Legion and then you're really in some shit?
Oh, fuck me running. Peace, I'm out.
So then we got the actual card, the show, which we kick off the show with the John Cena U.S. Title Open Challenge.
That is right. I mean, talk about a way to start the pay-per-view.
You'll see.
Okay.
And mystery person, you are being called now.
What's up?
Hello.
Comes in loud and clear.
We're popping Logan's with cherry.
When that happens.
We got Logan on the podcast now?
We do have Logan on our show now.
Hey, welcome to the show, Logan.
Yes.
Thanks for having me, guys. First-time listener, or long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, you know what? Hey, damn glad to have you.
It's okay. Most of our people are first-time listeners, too. It's okay.
And they're also last-time listeners for some reason. That's how that worked out.
We can't figure out what the problem is.
I mean,
well, I'm pretty confident it's Heath, but...
fuck you.
When you mop jizz for a living, what do you expect?
Yeah.
You're going to let the guy that you have to give a ride to talk shit on you?
I know, right?
Mr. Cotton Candy Man.
Goddamn right. So anyway.
Would you like to borrow my van? Because apparently you need to.
So, I do want to talk about this for a second here.
It's a good
so, John Cena calls him out for the open challenge, and it's answered by Zeb Coulter.
Yeah, this was a total surprise. It's like, wait a minute.
Like,
Zeb Coulter?
My exact reaction whenever he came out, I'm like, God damn it, I hope the fuck this isn't Jack Swagger.
So apparently I got home like 30 seconds after this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Because all I know is I come home and I about shit myself because I see who's in the ring with Cena.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But Zeb's like, it's time for America to unite. It's time for the world to unite against John Cena. And he brings out the man that's going to take the U.S. title and do more with it than Cena ever did.
That's right.
And he introduces Alberto Del Rio.
And the entire WWE universe marks out. And I don't mean just marking out. I mean marking the fuck out.
I personally would have thought that this would have been even better is if Ricardo had come out.
You can't get both the guys who disrespected management. You can only get one of the two.
I guess you get the more important one, the one that actually...
Exactly. I was going to say, you got to have the more important one of the two. The one that can actually wrestle in the ring.
Hey
Ricardo,
no, Ricardo can wrestle. Ricardo was originally in NXT wrestling, and he was the original Lucha Dragons were, it was Ricardo and his mask. I can't remember what his name was, but it was him and the one that isn't Sin Cara.
Hunico.
Right now. No, the one that isn't
Kalisto?
Sin Cara.
Oh yeah, Kalisto.
It was Kalisto, and it was Ricardo under a mask.
Ah, okay.
Well, I thought you were talking about Hunico. I don't know.
But in Los Angeles, great decision to bring out Del Rio.
Oh, yeah. Local.
Super over with the Latino population there. El Local. That's what it was. El Local and Kalisto.
Del Rio's
back. I
didn't
know El Local was Rodriguez. That's actually weird to me.
Del Rio's back, so I need Ricardo back now. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Anyway.
Del Rio looked fantastic.
He did.
And he fucking put a two scene in this match.
Yes, he did. Oh, God. Do we want to skip straight to the finisher?
Essentially, what happens with this is it's a good solid back and forth action here for about 10 minutes, but then Del Rio hits the backstab out of nowhere and then super kicks Cena on his knees and lays him out. That's it.
You're 1-2-3. You're new
U.S. champion.
Alberto Del Rio.
I want to take a moment here
to appreciate the music real quick because it's nice to have it back.
It is.
It is.
And also, did Zeb steal the scooter from
Kyle?
John Laurinaitis?
Oh, God.
Was that the People Power scooter?
I'm pretty sure it's the same scooter Shelton Benjamin's mama was riding around.
I think it was, actually, too.
That thing has been around for the most of the roster.
I was going to say, they may have a fleet of them back there.
So, apparently, Richard says you're on drugs. Solid back and forth. What were you watching?
Okay, it wasn't really solid back and forth. It was mostly Del Rio.
Yeah.
Cena got a few moves in here and there to keep the pace of it off, but
it
mostly Del
Rio. It didn't take long. I mean, I took the damn dog out and come back in. I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, I come back in. I'm like, wait a minute. Did he just win this thing?
All right, solid back and forth wasn't exactly a...
It was 70-30 Del Rio.
It was about 75-25, yeah.
Okay.
It looked like they were trying to protect John too much to keep him from getting injured before he goes off. The match was a little too one-sided and a little too short for my taste compared to the other open challenge matches.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how one-sided it was. Actually, now that I'm like sitting here thinking about it, like I've never seen John Cena get beat that like since Brock Lesnar.
That match really should have been in between the championship match and the Hell in a Cell match and put the IC title up first.
I disagree with that because starting off with this match, you got the crowd hyped with Del Rio coming out for the local crowd, and it built the crowd up for the rest of the night.
I completely agree, but Kevin Owens got a pretty good pop when he came out, too. So, I mean, it's one of those things where they did it for the right reasons, but it didn't pay off the way I think they wanted it to.
I can see that. Okay.
I think Kyle may have picked up that hover round on shop.wwe.com.
That's very possible, too.
Yep.
Too soft to handle. Logan's kissing cousin says, glad Santa lost, but he needed to Zane. Need to Zayn.
I think he was.
He should have lost to Sami Zayn.
We both wanted Sami Zayn to come back tonight and start a feud with Owens to unify the belts. We thought that would have been the best way for what was best for business.
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah.
Zayn and Owens put on some unbelievable.
Oh,
no, my
disagreement isn't with that. My disagreement is I think that as big as their roster is really at this point, you kind of need two mid-card titles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can agree with that. My only issue with the two mid-card titles is the fact that with Raw and SmackDown not being separate entities anymore, it undercuts one of the titles automatically because you have to put one higher up in the spotlight, which has been the U.S. title at this point.
Yeah, because the initial plan that they wanted to do really with it was the Intercontinental title was going to be more of a focus on SmackDown which I think they're still kind of going with that because their original plan was to use Daniel Bryan in that role on SmackDown and then have Cena be with the U.S. Open Challenge on Raw.
But, yeah, I think when the SmackDown goes to the USA Network in 16 and we start getting it live, we're going to see more of an emphasis on singles titles and pushes on that show. But right now, it's just it's a secondary show.
Yeah.
NXT is more of the off-brand than SmackDown is.
I completely agree. NXT is definitely way more must-watch TV than SmackDown at this point.
It's way more must-watch TV than Raw is half the time,
but
too.
That's actually true, too. But I digress. So we get our second match tonight, and that was, I believe, the Hell in a Cell match between Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns.
Yes, it was.
Yes, that indeed.
These guys, son of a bitch. All right, this match, I think you could say, lots of back and forth action.
Dude, I saw shit inside of a shell, God damn it.
Spit it out, man.
Shit
Spit
inside
it
of a shell?
I saw shit inside of this cell that I had not seen before. Like,
God
fucking
damn, man. English am hard.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you. No, we seem to have lost him. Oh. Or I may have turned down his fucking microphone for right now.
Oh, okay.
You're in timeout.
God, I can't believe he's doing that to our guest.
Hey, Logan is a distinguished guest.
Have you met the guy?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Hell of a guy.
Yeah, I'm the guy telling you what moves are called at fucking ringside.
No.
Yeah.
You told me one move, and it's because I was injured.
I told you a move in the first match. You're lying.
You're my ass. What move did you tell me?
I believe Logan.
I told you it was an Uranage.
No.
Oh, I did.
Doesn't mean I was fucking listening to you. The fuck?
It's all good.
The Uranage.
It's all good.
I called
We're
it
all
a
different.
Called it a different name.
We're all friends, guys.
B-Max talking about Brave was the first bleeder of the night.
He was. He was. I don't think this was a bleeder. It was a bleeder, but not a bleeder.
I don't think there was really a whole lot of. I don't think any of the cuts were blading.
No, I don't think there were either.
Takers, I think, might have been, but other than that, no.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I thought Lesnar's was originally, then I realized it was in the top middle of his head and not his forehead.
Yeah. So anyway, some of the shit that I saw when fucking Bray Wyatt put the chair in between the holes in the cell.
Yes.
Hadn't really seen that
backfired.
Before. It, well, it did, but
going
I...
Going eye first into a kendo stick pointed out, that was...
Oh, God, that was bad.
That was like, ow,
I like the spot with the spear off of the apron through the table.
Through the table.
Outside.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking precision accuracy. That made me mark out for about 5 minutes.
That was wow. If you fuck this one up, you're that's bad news in shoes, man.
So
this might as well have been a tables match for all we care.
Did this match legitimize Roman Reigns?
It definitely didn't hurt him.
Yeah. I think probably. I think this puts him back, where we're supposed to give two shits about him again.
Okay.
I could go with that.
I don't have a huge problem. I just thought it was too soon for him for, the first time around.
Last year?
Yeah, this time around. I can deal with it.
Okay.
Get ready because he's going to win the Rumble again, so they want us to start getting ready for it.
Fuck.
I don't think he is.
No.
I don't really think they have anybody else in that spot, especially if Rollins is champion still.
Ambrose.
You got to give it to one of the fucking Shield guys.
I think.
To sell out that arena.
Ambrose.
I think Reigns takes the title off of Rollins before then.
Really? That's an interesting thought.
I think Rollins wins the Rumble.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, Rollins is probably underneath Reigns the most pushed guy in the company right now, but he's earned it more organically than Reigns has.
I would say that...
So that would make sense.
The way that I kind of can see things playing out here is I could see Reigns and Rollins flip-flopping where their spots are on the really, where Reigns becomes the authority golden boy for some
reason. Hey, Adrian.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you've ever,
Oh, no, I've never been on the show before.
Been on the show or listened to the show
or know how
the show works. We have a segment that we do this kind of stuff at.
That's true. Okay.
It's to try to keep us on target here a little bit.
Fair enough.
I like to eventually go to bed at some time tonight. However, I do appreciate the talk.
Sorry, we actually have something to talk about this week. It's actually, it was a decent show. So
decent pay-per-view.
Just quick show of hands. Who watched Raw?
I read about Raw.
That's about as
much. I stopped watching a long time ago.
I watched Raw in about 40 minutes.
I did about 20.
I watched in 10 seconds on my phone because I checked the highlight reel.
I didn't watch anything. Raw.
B-Mags watched it. All right. Anyway, how do you finish this match off anyway? What the fuck was I doing? I was doing something.
He ran him. He did the eye first in the kendo stick, and then he speared him.
Oh, that's right.
Your winner, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, the guy with the wettest hair.
Yeah.
Special thank you to Smart Mark Roommates who supplied those songs.
Yes.
Funniest damn songs
love
I've
them.
Seen.
They are pretty entertaining.
The videos are pretty good. I got the... Maybe I'll play this one instead later.
Oh,
we'll see.
So, for Halloween, did... never mind. I'll save that for later.
I mean, go ahead. I mean, is this a thing for one of our segments, or do you just want to talk about it?
No, I saw another video of, you know, the Randy Orton, like, movie trailers.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So, for Halloween came up, they took The Conjuring and changed it into the Ortoning.
I haven't seen this.
It is
pretty this the video that we got tagged in by Jim?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay, I hadn't seen it yet.
It's pretty hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Definitely check it out.
Because I got tagged in when we were gaming last night, so we didn't.
Yeah, I watched it after I got home last night. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
So frightening. It's funny.
Try that again.
So frightening. It's funny.
There you go.
Speaking of Orton, nowhere on this show.
He's hurt out with a separated shoulder.
Oh, yeah. That's
or not separated shoulder. Injured shoulder.
Yeah. So
he probably could have wrestled through it, but didn't want to be on the kickoff show.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him.
Wouldn't you have faked an injury if you were supposed to wrestle on the pre-show?
I think I might have if I was a guy with Orton standing in the
company. And
your name
is Randy Orton?
Yeah.
I mean, now, like, I could think of another match that they could have bumped, but, I mean, that's just me.
So, our next match was the New Day versus the Dudley Boys.
It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
This match, I don't know.
With, you know.
Except for the most botched move I've seen in 10 years, it was decent.
Hold on. Moment of silence for Xavier Woods.
Yeah. We had him mourn the loss of the last unicorn.
He didn't die. He's just hurt.
Oh, never mind then. Who cares?
Actually getting married this weekend.
Dude, that's totally what we should do. We should be the White New Day for Halloween.
You know, he can be Big E. I can be Xavier Woods. And you can be Kofi.
Because I can do the Kofi dance.
Yeah. And I can play a trombone.
Can you do the big wiggle?
I could try.
Dude, we need to go to Walmart this week, and we all need to get the same fucking tracksuits.
All right, we'll look into this.
I'm glad you said White New Day and not Blackface New Day.
Yeah, we're just going to be White New Day. We're not going to be Blackface New Day. That's racist.
That is racist.
And if anything, we're not racist.
We're everything else, but not racist.
You wouldn't want to have three fifths of an opinion three times.
Right, exactly. Wait, we can't say that, can we?
No.
No.
I'll edit it out in post, don't worry.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
I can see Mark Jones is typing it. Motherfucker!
I fucking hate this
I don't
guy.
Even know this fucking guy.
Anyway, so the New Day against the Dudleys for the tag team titles. Not quite the match I was expecting it to be.
Yeah, me neither.
It was, it was not, I thought their match at Night of Champions was better.
I did too.
But I think that's also because Xavier Woods wasn't out there to
entertain us.
Yeah, you know, I like the Eddie Guerrero spot with them trying to fake the, Kofi trying to fake getting hit with the trombone.
Yes, that was great. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Ah, oh, you stupid ref. And he's like, I didn't see
that,
it.
That would have been
it.
A better ending to that match, honestly. The DQ move.
Yeah.
So what botched movie is Beanbags talking about? What did I miss?
Bubba was looking like he was setting up for almost like a backbreaker into a leg drop, but he didn't hit the backbreaker, and D-Von tried the leg drop anyway. And he just fucking missed completely and landed on his ass. And he was just holding the guy there for like 5 seconds. Like, what the fuck, D-Von?
I missed that.
And apparently the crowd did actually boo some. On that
oh, they booed for a good minute and a half, 2 minutes after that move.
Yeah.
It took him a minute to get back into the match.
Apparently, JBL called it
this
bot
match
ugly.
This match didn't seem to have a lot of good chemistry in this. There's just something that seemed to be a lot off about this.
I don't know what it would be, though.
It's the fact that Xavier Woods is missing. He adds an extra dynamic to that where they don't have to focus so much on how bad Big E is as an actual wrestler.
It really could
have
been.
You can have the comedic relief in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that Big E's terrible. He's not great, but he's not like Khali.
Compared
bad.
To the three guys in the ring, he's by far the worst.
He's also has the least amount of experience out of all three of those guys in the
that's
ring.
That's all
I completely agree.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily a fair assessment of him. I mean, let's not forget.
I'm
the
not
first,
saying it's his fault by any means.
The first year he was around, he was Dolph Ziggler's bag man. I mean, he just carried his bags pretty much.
Yeah.
So he did.
Yeah, and he was, he's a former NXT champ, and the dude's got credentials and everything, but I think without Xavier Woods there, you focus more on the wrestling, which kind of throws you out of the element of what New Day is supposed to actually be about. It's not a wrestling team. Yeah. It's a show.
Oh, apparently Capone can't get a fuck Skype. Damn thing pissed me off. It wouldn't let me log in.
Sorry, man. We'll try to get you on next week.
Yeah, we can. We will, because then he'll have his NWA debut.
Yeah, we can talk to people. Talk to you next week. Yeah. And we're talking to you about your NWA debut.
Exactly.
Bitch fist, write it in.
And it's written in.
Good to know he knows the spot. You haven't answered to the bitch fist in a long ass time.
Yeah, that's because I'm just letting it slide for now.
You know, I'm just saying, when we get we call you all the shit on the show, because then we actually say to you less in, you know, real life.
This is also true.
I don't know. I called him a baby toucher in real life because of that van.
A well, I mean, that,
baby,
you mean, you're
toucher?
Not wrong.
He's your friend.
You know that thing babies suck on, pedophiles? Oh, shit, sorry, pacifiers.
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
You're walking to Jerseyville.
No. We'll give him a ride to Jerseyville.
Yeah. Well, it's just that we won't give him a ride back.
We'll just talk to Juggernaut about all the racist comments he made.
Hey, Juggernaut, off the air. You'll never guess what Logan said about your mother.
I made one racist comment. Juggernaut, I shook your hand last time we met. Don't hurt me.
Did you really?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and I ran into him outside and talked to him for a few minutes.
I didn't know that.
Nice guy.
I just thought it was funny when that first event we went to in July and the Hellhounds opened it up and out comes Juggernaut. You're like, yeah. He's like, shut up.
That's hilarious. I'm like, all right, get to the bad guys.
Anyway, moving on.
Next match, I believe, was the women's.
No, we never actually talked about the finish of this match.
No. New Day wins after Kofi hits the Trouble in Paradise.
After they were setting up for the 3D and then Biggie really did hit Bubba with the trombone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After Bubba broke the trombone.
They can't win cleanly. Bastards.
Just don't be sour. It's a New Day.
Too bad.
Moving on.
Yes.
So next match was Charlotte versus Nikki Bella for the Women's and our Divas Championship. I've got issues here. The match itself was okay. It was more after the match I had the issues with.
Ooh?
Ooh? I was stuck in a kid or something.
I was going to say, I must have missed the after part of the match.
Well, I mean, you guys want to talk about the match first? I mean, please.
Yeah. I mean, there was definitely some decent moves between both of them. Nikki looked like a halfway decent wrestler in there. I think partially because of Charlotte on that.
The Juggernaut is apparently in the chat on Jake's ID. It says, "It's the Juggernaut, bitch. What you say about my mama?"
I told her she has a very nice son and he shouldn't kill me.
Good answer.
Yes. Very good answer. Keep it that way.
You know, I'm not saying I'm very confident the Juggernaut could like squash me like a bug.
Oh yeah.
But what concerned me is how he would do it. I'm pretty sure he would do it like just as painful as fucking possible.
Oh yeah.
Fucking break it out hostile style, man. I'm worried about that shit.
He's a big dude.
He is.
He's not like
he's a solid dude.
He's not Capone big, but he's like
that dude scares.
He's a solid dude.
He's a brick shit house. That's all I'm saying. He's like
yeah.
You ever seen the cartoons where you know the cartoon character runs right into the wall and then you just fall flat on their ass?
Yeah.
And
come to find out it was a person instead.
Yeah, it was really Juggernaut.
Yeah.
And all the cartoon commercials. Moving on.
Tom and Jerry is way different now.
Yeah. So anyway, you take it away, guys, because apparently, I guess I was being dad during this match, too.
B-Mex says that Nikki Bella carried Charlotte again.
What pay-per-view did he watch?
Hold on, I'm warming it up.
Yes, warm it up, please.
What the fuck are you thinking, beanbags?
I'm sorry, man. Charlotte is definitely better than Nikki Bella.
I'm watching the match right now, and if it weren't for Charlotte, it would be another Nikki match where I went to smoke a cigarette during the match.
Exactly.
I tell you.
Absolutely.
You know, really, though, in all honesty, I did enjoy the match.
Nikki had the move of the night. I'll give her that, but that's because Charlotte sold it well and took it like a champ.
I just liked the match because it had Nikki Bella in it, and like I can care how, I don't care how bad she is when she wrestles. She looks good doing it.
Dude, I wouldn't fuck her with your dick. I don't need the herpes.
Wow.
So you're saying John has herpes, huh?
That poor man. That means Amy Schumer's got him now too. Shit's spreading.
Oh god,
it's like a disease.
Well, I mean, it is a disease.
That was kind of the joke, man.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so what was the match, the move of the night?
The Alabama slam off the ring apron was pretty
legit. Oh, yeah. That was no way. Nikki is very great. He's trolling us at this point.
He has to be. I mean, Beanbags has got to be smarter than this. Yeah, but to his credit, he also likes TNA. So, I mean, there is something
He's a Cubs fan, too.
Yeah, that's also true. He's a Cubs fan, a Nikki Bella fan, and a TNA fan.
He almost had it. Got to be better next year.
or next century, actually.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a fan of mediocrity. Somebody's got to do it.
Well, I'm not trolling. She's great.
God.
Looking.
Yeah, she's great looking.
I would eat the corn out of her asshole.
So Charlotte retains, right?
Yes. Charlotte retains the title.
And after the match, Becky Lynch and Paige come down and celebrate with her?
Well, the weird thing is Paige pushing Becky out of the way every chance she gets to be the one to celebrate first.
Well, I think that's going to
I guess that's
a thing.
It just seems kind of odd that, like, Charlotte was letting that happen, though, I guess.
I mean, I think I saw Leonard Taylor ask somewhere, did they kiss and make up? God, I hope they kissed.
I mean, yeah. I was kind of hoping for that to happen, too. I don't believe it did, though.
So, after the match, Paige congratulates Charlotte on the win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it raises her hand, everything like that, and just total kiss-ass move kind of a thing.
It was very weird.
It seemed very out of place.
Exactly.
Like...
But it's WWE booking, so that really doesn't surprise me.
Straight guy in a gay bar out of place?
Not quite that out of place.
Okay.
But more
it
like...
It was pretty close to that out of place.
Yeah.
Like Heath in a gay bar. Where everyone's
yeah, that's,
like,
that, that's
I'm pretty
closer,
sure he fits here, but I'm not really sure.
It's kind of like Heath at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
That's out of place for the parents. Heath loves that shit.
The look I am getting right now really says it all.
I could be even worse.
Go for it. Do it. Do
you
it.
You better not.
So.
Or I'm going to tell the Juggernaut what you really said about his mom.
Heath went to Chuck E. Cheese to try to pick up a nice mom, right?
Oh.
I'm done.
I'm pretty sure it was a dad anyway.
Oh, God. Moving on.
Yeah, you better.
Apparently she gave her a ball cup. I don't know where that fits in. I just saw that.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, I gotcha. Paige gave Charlotte a ball cup. I gotcha.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Woo! And Charlotte went.
Woo!
Yes. Woo!
Oh, God.
Clit flicks are better, though.
Next match, I believe, was the world title match between Seth Rollins and Kane.
Indeed it was.
It was an okay match.
I mean, really, did you expect a scientific match here?
No, not really.
Okay, then.
I expected an exciting one, at least.
I wouldn't say it was exciting. It wasn't the worst match. It wasn't the worst match of the night, but it was just, eh.
What was your worst match of the night?
I think the New Day versus the Dudleys was the worst match.
And
right. That's saying something when the Dudleys are your worst match on a card that featured Charlotte and Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
Alabama slammed
it. With the fuck up and just the chemistry on that match just didn't seem quite right.
Yeah, that match seemed way off. But the Kane and Rollins match, to me, I mean, You had Kane taking a horrible bump off an announce table that just looked like it was not meant to be.
No.
And besides that, it was just a match that it looked like they weren't sure what they wanted to do, who they wanted to make look stronger with how weakly they booked Rollins. So they kind of tried to put Kane over throughout the entire match, mm-hmm. only to put Rollins over more in the end, which seems really weird to me.
Yeah, it just the match didn't flow right, and it really did nothing good here for Kane and the feud. It
removes Kane from the corporate role and lets him go back to just being a wrestler.
Which he needs to be, in all honesty. They need to keep booking him as a monster rather than a monster who's funny sometimes. He's falling into the Big Show trend where it's like, he's a good guy, now he's a bad guy. He's a good guy, now he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Tune in next week. We don't know what he's going to be either.
Yeah, well, but I was really digging it, though. Like, that was the only thing that was really entertaining on Raw was the Kane thing.
Oh, yeah, it was the first time I've been entertained by Kane in a long time, but at the same time, it doesn't work for his character. You need to book him as a monster or a funny guy. You can't have him be both. He's not Abyss. There's a reason that didn't go over in TNA, because it's not good.
All right. So, I guess
your winner, Seth Rollins?
That's right.
Heffernet, what color is your hair? Half blonde. Heffernet, what color is your hair? Half
blonde. Yes.
Your winner still, WWE Champion, Seth Rollins. And we obviously knew at the end of that match by how good he looked that there was going to be no cash in.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Do you have our picks from last week?
No.
You asshole, I thought you have our picks from last week.
Let me see here. I believe I do.
One of you guys wrote our picks down.
Somewhere.
Or what do you fuckers show you, right?
I'll have to double check on this.
I told you I was, but I lied. I didn't.
You motherfucker.
Sorry. I didn't think it mattered.
I know on this match, Adrian picked Kane by DQ. Everybody else picked Seth clean.
Oh, okay. That sounds right.
All right. Moving on. Now, we can't really cover this one because in the five minutes it took us to go from my living room where we were watching it to down here and get the network pulled up, the match ended.
Yeah.
So,
but from what I understand, Kevin Owens wins clean over Ryback.
Pop-up powerbomb to win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it couldn't have lasted 7 minutes. It wasn't
a great match. I mean, it's Ryback. What do you expect? But Kevin Owens carried him the best he could. But Ryback gasses out after about 3 minutes in a ring. So they got what they could out of him.
Pretty much.
This part of the show is sponsored by Esther's Sweet Tea. You can pour that shit straight on pancakes.
All right.
My wife's wonderful sweet tea. And
that brings us to our main event.
Does Seth Rollins have the most generic music of any WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
Ever?
No, I can think of one ahead. I mean,
all right, who had the more generic?
Fucking Daniel Bryan is a public domain song.
Yeah, but that's not generic. I mean, you hear that song and instantly think Daniel Bryan.
Now? You tell me when you hear this, you don't think of Seth Rollins?
Not immediately.
Really?
Like, if you didn't tell me that was Seth Rollins' theme, like, or a wrestling theme, sounds just like random background music.
I don't think it's Seth Rollins' music until I see him come out of the curtain.
I mean, I guess. Like, none of them are overly... Fucking Roman Reigns is pretty fucking generic.
Well, he's not a World Heavyweight Champion yet, though.
Oh, yeah. All the Shield guys' music is pretty fucking generic.
Yeah, I will say that.
Even Ambrose.
That's because they don't know how to book anybody or repackage anybody after they've been in a faction.
That's also true. I would say Ambrose is the best out of the three. But yeah, none of them are particularly good.
Jim Johnson's getting lazy.
That's also.
Yeah, he is.
That dude used to be the theme magic, but now he just like generic rock tune work.
Now he's hit or miss on everything.
He is, but I mean,
like I would say, Wyatt Family hit, New Day hit, the Shield guys missed.
Wyatt Family's not him.
Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. guys were a hit when they were together because the Sierra, India, Echo, that thing was cool when it first started happening, but...
Let's not forget Jim Johnson's responsible for this.
Yeah.
Not a horrible song, I'm just saying. And then...
Is it just a remaster of the Godfather's music?
I was a, no. It was a remix of Ernest Miller's music.
That's what I was thinking of, sorry.
This is a hit.
Not bad.
I enjoy that. That's a good song.
I do. It's what my phone does when Adrian calls me. But then he also has some not so good things like.
I like this one.
Wasn't a big fan of this one.
I liked it.
Whose song is it?
That was Cody Rhodes.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Fair enough, this one's bad. Hey Heath, whose Tom theme is this?
Tom Mina.
Heath, whose theme is this?
I was singing along with it.
Doesn't mean you knew who it was.
Yes, it does.
Do you know we played that song on the Heath game before Logan and Heath did not get it?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But, of course, to my defense on that, these assholes were talking over the whole time, so I couldn't
it's
really hear
because
it.
Because we had to.
If you hear the... You know who it is.
And then he had this great one.
That is the song that got more over with fans than any other song except the Wyatts.
And the Wyatts wasn't even his.
That is the most popular song he has ever made, and that makes me very sad on the inside.
Anyway, let's go into the final match of the night.
Main event of the evening. How did they phrase this one? For the final time?
Yeah, the final match.
Just on like
final chapter.
Just like I'm like, oh, once in a lifetime. The second time.
Yeah, even though it's the second Hell in a Cell and like 18th match these guys have had.
Yeah.
It'll be the final chapter.
God, I hope so.
In a book that started getting written in 2002.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on here. Apparently, what? Vince told Owens to go home before he walked out the curtain. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know. I need to figure that one out. Anyway, main event of the evening. Take it away, Adrian.
This match, I was entertained by. I really enjoyed it. it accomplished what you can do with these two guys. A lot of storytelling, a lot of just physicality between these two. Brutal, hard-hitting maneuvers all around. Not a lot of... This wasn't your, like, your Bret Hart versus Owen Hart classic match. This was two guys looking to hurt each other the entire match. And it was just being physical, telling the story of just brutality, brutal moves over and over again. They beat the shit out of each other.
Pretty well much.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen anybody tear the ring up in the WWE. Is that a true statement? Since then, actually use it like and slam people on it.
I've never seen anything like that before. I've seen people tear out from underneath it, but never rip it up for a slam or anything like that.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone do it during a match. I've only seen it. I remember the Nexus did it whenever they first had that one big night. They tore up everything.
Yeah,
but they didn't.
I've seen people dismantle the ring, but never use it as a weapon like that.
Right.
Hey, I won something. Sorry.
You what?
I won something.
Okay. Oh, yeah? What did you win?
The smoked turkey.
Oh, cool. All right, so, but yeah, I mean, there was... When he tore the ring up and then got choke slammed on it and then tombstone on it and then still kicked out, I was like, well, I think that's it for The Undertaker here.
Can you explain the kick out? I mean, we had some internet issues going on, so we didn't see as much of it. We saw a majority of it,
right?
So I'm just, it was definitely a good match.
Except for the botch, it was wonderful.
Okay,
which botch are you speaking of?
Yeah, let's see if we understand.
The stairs.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
that made me fucking cringe.
Didn't see that one.
That was hard to watch.
What happened there?
Brock's going to drop the stairs on top of Taker. He gets his feet up and kicks the stairs off.
Oh,
Brock
that
falls
one.
Back with the stairs and drops them on his own fucking head.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's that one. I thought you were talking about the tombstone on the wood that, like...
Missed the wood by a good, like, half a foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that made me giggle.
And then his head was probably 6 inches from even touching the mat, so that looked bad to begin with, so... I thought that's the one you were talking about.
At least you
about.
Knew he was going to kick out.
Oh, yeah. But I definitely think it was a good main event. It entertained the shit out of me. I mean, with the Crimson Mask going and everything. And I don't really, other than the stairs and the tombstone, I didn't have much bad things to say about this.
No, it was a very well-worked match, especially for two guys who are part-time players who came out and outperformed most of the guys on the card. And, I mean, in a sense of wrestling, not as much, but in sheer brutality and entertainment factor, these guys took it home tonight, and they did a damn good job.
I think this is, and I hate to say this, Jason, but that match there made the case for why part-timers are important.
You know how I feel about part-timers, though.
I understand that, but you understand what I'm saying. Why does WWE need these brains in? Because it's generally good.
However, you had... I mean, but because of that, you don't have your norm. Fuck that, six of the normal guys that weren't even on the goddamn official card. And fucking Dean Ambrose was left off the card, too.
Well, Dean Ambrose was left off the card because his tag team partner got hurt.
Okay, well, they could have rearranged shit. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy the match.
Ambrose was a victim of circumstance.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I didn't enjoy the match. I'm not a big part-timer guy. That's all.
I mean, the six guys that left off the card didn't need to be on the card. They have no big feuds and no big reason to be on the card for probably another 3 months between those
that.
Guys.
I'm just saying. Part-timers bump the guys that are out there 300 days a year. That's what I'm saying.
This has got to be a fluke what? Or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Apparently we have 68 listeners.
Yeah, apparently there's 58 listeners elsewhere at this time. Holy shit.
And we're only at 75 hearts, so I don't know.
Wow.
Okay.
So I'm glad I'm not the only one seeing this. I thought maybe this was my computer or
okay,
something.
Heath, start the ball cups. We'll be here for an hour. Anyway, come on. I wish that indie shows we get that much padding on the ring. That shit was thick. Well, there's a difference between WWE and indie leagues. So, anyway, your winner.
Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Yes, Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Yeah, Brock.
I haven't heard this one yet.
You haven't heard it? Oh my God, he's never heard this one.
This is making me laugh.
Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Accept the days. He's a contract to accept the days. The contract to accept the Daisy. The contract to accept the Daisy isn't here. No, accept the Daisy.
There's one where it's like, he'll leave, you in a pool, a piss, shit, and vomit, leave.
So
it's hilarious.
After the match.
Yes, after the match.
The Undertaker's struggling to get to his feet.
Out goes Brock. Undertaker gets to his feet, soaking everything up.
The crowd going, thank you, Taker, giving him the...
Could be one of his last matches, we don't know.
I think you can safely say it is one of. I don't think it was his last match, though.
No, they're going to do something special next month. Or, well, I think we know something's going to happen now.
Right, because... The lights go off, and out comes the Wyatt family in full force.
Yes, all four members. Yeah.
And the family. That got Bray Wyatt over better than anything he's done in his entire career yet. He is the legitimate top heel in that company now after this.
That was a fantastic end. Because the Wyatt family essentially beats down the Undertaker and then carries him out. On a cross, like almost like on a cross.
Yes.
They carried him out ministry style, which was a very nice throwback and the passing of the torch, which needed to happen at WrestleMania this year.
I just wonder.
I think.
I have a thought that I'm going to save for later segment.
We, me and Adrian threw all marked out there.
I was like, I think it sets up, yeah, I think the Undertaker's back for a bit.
I hope so.
In my mind, this wrote him off TV for a little bit, honestly. I want to say he's going to be there at Survivor Series because it's the 25th anniversary and everything like that, and it makes sense to have him there. but I'm not sure in what capacity we're going to see him there. It would make more sense to me to write him off TV for a bit after a beatdown and let him come back and have him there to screw with Bray Wyatt at Survivor Series or something like that to help build the feud and give it a slow burn rather than go straight into it at the next month, which seems like a wasted opportunity to me.
I could kind of see where you're coming from on that. But I think that they are going to... I think they're going to do that anyway, though.
Well, yeah, WWE has ADD booking, unfortunately.
I think he's going to... I don't think it's going to be a one pay-per-view feud and done, though. I think at Survivor Series, we're going to get the team element. You're going to see the Undertaker
have
a
that
team.
That would make sense.
Versus the Wyatt family.
That makes... I didn't think about it that way. That actually makes a lot of sense.
You'll have the geriatrics. It'll be Undertaker and Kane.
Big Show and Sting.
Yeah. That's actually exactly where I was going with that. That'll be the geriatrics against the Wyatts. So, let's see here. I guess with that being said, let's... final thoughts on the pay-per-view?
Overall, good, not great.
I mean, it was a decent pay-per-view.
I would
yeah,
say...
Yeah, I agree, not great.
For me, this is, I think, the weakest pay-per-view we've had this year.
I'd completely agree with that statement.
I think we've had some shitty ones.
I disagree. I think we've had mostly really good ones over the course of the year.
It's just we've had really shitty build-up.
This would have been a D pay-per-view.
Well, we do 1 to 10.
I'd give it a 7 with the match. Without the match, it's a 3 or 4. Easy.
Adrian, what are you thinking?
6.5?
All right.
I give it a 7.
Seven's a little too generous. I was just going to give it a 6. It was just,
we're all in the same neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
6 to 7.
Wasn't great, you know.
I mean, definitely a strong 6.5, but I bumped
the
it up
two
a
on the cell
seven.
Matches carried the show.
It'd be a 10 if the Hellhounds were on the card.
Yeah, for sure. The U.S. Open Challenge, the Del Rio return was good. Everything else was lackluster. That
helped a lot.
I did miss Del Rio. I'm glad
he's back. Says he gives it an 8.
But he's not drunk tonight.
Our numbers are back down to normal.
Okay.
And Capone agrees. Yes, it would. It would be a 10.
So apparently Del Rio's the AAA Mexican champion and the United States champion at the same time?
He might be.
He's probably got the same deal that Samoa Joe has where he can still work the rest of his bookings, and then when those are finished, he's got to be straight WWE.
Yeah, he's probably going to drop the title there, I would think, in the near future.
We are going to be on T. I think you might mean TV.
Or TNA.
Or TNA.
If you're going to be on TNA,
which
I will
means
watch
you won't
TNA.
Be on TV.
Yeah, I'll watch TNA that week if the Hellhounds are on there.
Oh, we're going to be on Team Taker, is what he said.
Oh, I was going to say.
That would actually be kind
of
cool.
The Hellhounds and the Brothers of Destruction.
There you go.
All right, I'm on board.
Yeah, let's. We're still petitioning for them to get their shot at the WPW Tag Team titles, too.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, Rifle Champions.
I don't know about that. I just want to see the match. All right, we're going to move on. She's going to get to where I need to go. Who wants to go first with what stinks?
Let's start with Heath.
All right, what stinks? I would have to say the KO versus Ryback match. Because apparently, damn, it just is way too freaking short.
Okay.
All right. So this week in TNA, no, Mark's not here. I'm just going to say the Tombstone by Undertaker. I mean,
that was pretty, yeah.
It was pretty bad. It looked really bad. And I'm just going to say that, like, we were getting subpar quality at that point in time, and I could still clearly see it looked really bad. I can only imagine what it looked like on, you know, a TV. Adrian.
Mine is going to be the New Day versus Ellie's match in the show. It just... Xavier Woods not being there, it just, I don't know, it felt lackluster and just,
I gotcha. Logan.
What stinks is, with every opportunity, WWE still cannot figure out a way to book mid-card talent properly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Kevin Fair Owens enough. Has nobody legitimate to feud with right now, which is depressing because he's one of the best workers in the company.
I think I'll get to that in the next second.
Okay. Capone, what stinks? Skype.
Fair enough.
What stinks from BMags? Hashtag.
And Richards, what stinks? Who says Del Rio's return? It should have been Angle or Zayn.
Okay, let's look at what's wrong with Richards here. Angle, under contract.
For at least another 2 months with TNA.
Zayn, still hurt. Not cleared to compete.
Yep.
What stinks? Richards, what stinks?
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, what stinks? He's still his return.
And the scoring on his fantasy football too. Like,
yes. I think it should have been Chris Benoit or Owen Hart that should have made the return.
I personally think it should have been the Junkyard Dog.
Should have been who?
Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog. It should have been Ultimate Warrior and J.Y.D.
Oh.
Along with
Scott Hall's replacement hip.
Benoit and Owen Hart in a fatal four-way for the shot at the...
Scott Hall's liver.
There was some talk before the show that Daniel Bryan was going to be the guy to come in and take that spot for the open challenge, and I got kind of excited about that when I read it.
Here's what they do on the dirt sheet. Someone will let something like that out of the bag, so that way the big surprise is, oh, shit.
Well, no, I completely understand. It was one of those things I marked out because I'm tired of not seeing him. I'm hoping if WWE isn't going to clear him, he at least ends up somewhere where I can watch him again.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fantasy Football League, I'm beating El Duque by 2 points.
Good job. All right, Jason, next music. Let's do this. Let's get this over with.
You're getting your ass kicked.
I don't fucking care.
Okay, good. Can you dig it, sucker? Okay, you've been doing shit like this all. Go fucking go for it. Pick something.
All right, can you dig it?
You've got like 17 of them.
I'm going to go with... the next feud for Ryback with the U.S. for the Intercontinental title will be Ryback versus Cesaro.
What?
Next feud for the Intercontinental title will be Ryback versus Cesaro.
Okay, but
doesn't one of them need the belt first?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not Ryback. Kevin Owens. Fuck.
Okay, that I'm good for.
Oh God.
Yeah, Kevin Owens versus Cesaro, Intercontinental title match.
Their indie matches are damn good. I'd watch out.
Yeah. I'll dig it just on the pure fact that I hope that really happens because I want to see this match.
And we stretched out until we get to TLC and they have a ladder match for the Intercontinental
title.
Oh,
my God. All right.
If that doesn't happen, I'm going to be pissed now. Why did you put that in my head?
Heath, you got something?
Can you dig it? We will definitely see the Brothers of Destruction for Survivor Series. And somehow, because of what have happened tonight with Taker, it's going to be Kane that saves the day to bring him back out of it. Bring him back out. Because after all, he's no longer Director of Operations.
What? Give me the Kane? Clip. The Cliff Note version of what he just said.
He is essentially saying that Kane was fired as director of operations. Kane the wrestler was not fired.
Okay.
So he's saying that Kane will come back to help the Undertaker against
the
Wyatt family.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
sure
you
can
save Undertaker from the Wyatts after being carried out cross style.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll dig that.
Alright, cool.
Logan.
Can you dig it? We're going to see Seth Rollins and Triple H's feud start at Survivor Series leading up to their WrestleMania match.
I can't dig that.
How come?
Because I've already said that Seth Rollins is going to win the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
I can't.
Okay. I thought we'd have more from the...
Can you dig it from...
Jake Capone.
Hellhounds join the Brothers of Destruction as a new Vander Street at Survivor Series. I'd love to dig that.
I'd love to. I don't think we can, though.
I'll dig it. Yeah. Just because I love you guys, I'll dig it.
I'll dig it, too, just because I don't want to get my ass kicked.
You probably should do that.
Yeah, I'll dig it, too.
He will chop you if you don't.
Oh, he's got another one.
Can you
one.
Dig it? Bram had a face full of Undertaker notes when they carried him out. Hey, rookie, this is you got to carry him like this.
Oh.
Yep, I can
you
dig
get
it.
The old sweaty balls.
Dude, during the Divas match, like, fucking, I guess, I don't remember who it was. One of the chicks was up on the turnbuckle, and the other one was behind her from the camera angle. It looked like one of them was eating out the other's ass.
Oh, God, yeah.
Are you talking about the backflip that it looked like they cracked the shit out of their heads on?
I don't know. All I know is it was, I looked over and I think it was Charlotte was eating out Nikki Bella's ass and they couldn't get a better camera angle. That's all I'm saying.
What? Next segment. Let's go.
Next segment. Let's go. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy. Not Price is Right. Not Let's Make a Deal. But Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams. He's gonna suck.
Here's how the game works. Come boy Jason, need three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins the show. Free show. Feel free to.
Gutter Gross Jelly Beans on the line here.
Okay, so here's how the Gutter Gross Jelly Bean works. If Heath guesses it right, Heath gets to dish out the Gutter Gross Jelly Bean. If Heath gets it wrong, he has to eat one. All right, everyone ready?
That's got to be totally at random, too. Don't be picking them.
Okay.
The only thing left is the vomit ones, right?
I don't know.
You took all those out? Okay. Okay, good. Feel free to play along in the chat because he cannot see the screen. All right, you ready for song number one?
Yeah. Just so you don't think I'm trying to cheat or anything.
Oh, I think you're always trying to cheat. The World Wrestling Federation. Right, ignore this first part. It's from the word source. I got it from. They tag all this shit with the original like WWE thing. So now your time starts on this one. There's an old Australian stockman, lying, dying. He gets himself up on the one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered around and he says, watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool.
What
all
the
together
fuck
now.
Is
tie
this?
Me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down. Sport.
He's well past his time, but I've never heard this.
Take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. Yeah.
Your time starts now. No.
And Logan, you can play along in the chat as well. So
I don't wanna.
You don't want to.
Oh, I know. God. I know that one's not right.
No. He guessed it.
Fuck, I hope not.
You know what? Let me just... I'll, you want to hit this button right here, Heath?
Hugh Jackman. What the fuck is that?
You know,
I have no guess on this one.
What?
I have no guess.
You have no guess. Actually, B-Mags and Logan were both pretty fucking close. B-Mags was Bill Dundee.
Okay.
And Logan was Croc Dundee. It was actually Outback Jack who was actually looked like.
Oh my God.
I fucking forgot about Outback Jack.
There you go.
And so did everyone
else.
We
all did, Logan. These were brought to us by the Rodfather.
Figures.
Now, I'll give you that one is the most obscure and hardest one.
Apparently. So. God damn.
Pick your jelly bean. He's got one. Okay.
Oh, it's green. It looks like lime or long clippings.
Let's
looks
see.
Like lime or long clippings here.
Are there speckles on it, or is it just solid green?
Yeah, it's either going to be lime or grass.
All right.
Long clippings. Long clippings.
It doesn't matter. Grass isn't that bad. He doesn't know it's probably grass.
It's a little herbally.
It's long clippings.
It's long clippings.
Woohoo! Okay. You ready for song number two?
Hold on. Well, yeah, I guess you can go ahead while I'm chewing on this.
Okay, good.
I know this.
Yeah.
I have it. Richard probably should have.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If he doesn't have it, then there's something wrong. Your mic cut out.
Richard, if you don't think that, you should be embarrassed.
Wow, Logan, your cousin's dumb. So is Richard.
It does the same thing.
And your time starts now. I let it go a little too long.
It doesn't happen to do anything with John laryngitis, does it?
Is that... Your mic...
In regards to people power!
That's your guess?
Yes!
No. Fail. That is wrong.
Sounds close to it, though.
No, it has, sounds nothing like it. The correct answer... Adrian, take it away!
That would be Scott and Rick, the Steiner brothers.
Ah, Michigan. Michigan State.
The fucking Spirit
WWE
Squad?
WWE or WCW run?
Which apparently Richard does not know.
WWF.
The Steiner Brothers theme.
Which is, I thought that was University of Michigan theme.
I thought it was too. It is.
But I know that's what they always came out to with their Wolverine Letterman jackets on, so. Dumbass, Richard. All right, here comes.
All right, number two.
Number two. Now we have an incentive to play number three.
We do. We definitely do.
Not just for shits and giggles. Vomit, vomit, vomit.
It's not vomit.
It's white. It's either coconut or baby wipes.
Or is it speckled white?
No, it's not. Believe me, it's not the rotten eggs or butter popcorn. Right. Trust me, I know that one. Believe me, I know that one.
All right.
You know what? Call me weird. I kind of like the baby wipe flavored ones.
You're weird.
You're fucking weird.
I got coconut.
Son of a bitch.
Eh.
All right.
Last thing.
Can't imagine it tastes good with after just eating lawn clippings. All right, ready?
Believe it or not, lawn clippings are good.
You're weird, too.
Yeah. Moving on.
The World Wrestling Federation. For over
again, the tag.
Years,
well,
the
whatever.
Revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
What's the look? You think you got the you got it? All right.
I have no clue on this one.
Generic wrestler number one is not correct. Owen Hart is not correct. Are we giving him time or did you make a guess?
I'm not sure on that one.
Adrian, you gave me the look like you knew who it was.
I think I might.
Okay, who do you think it is? Not Mr. Perfect.
I'm going to guess Bull Nakano. Damn it.
It was the Powers of Pain.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I can hear it now. I was thinking of Mr. Fuji managed team, but I'm like, I know that's not the Orient Express.
All right, what do we got here?
This is either going to be
Juicy
Pear
or
Booger.
Booger. Come on, Booger.
Okay, you got to realize I had a whole box of Birdie Bot's beans the other day anyway. So I know the flavors.
Okay.
God, I hope it's Juicy Pear.
Booger.
Booger's nasty.
Booger. 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 God
juicy
damn it.
It's my favorite Juicy Pear.
You son of a bitch.
Let me see that box for a second.
Oh, you're going to take a hit?
I'll take a hit real quick.
And as an extra special thing, Adrian's going to take a hit of one of the Bean Boozled.
All right, let's look. What is it?
Oh, that would be coconut or baby wipes.
Do you want to do that or you want to do a different one? Since you kind of... You should do... Different one because you like the baby wipe. There might be a
and which one is it?
What's baby wipes?
<That's> baby wipes really aren't
it's
that
like,
bad.
It's like spearmint almost.
The Hellhounds are bringing Bean Boozled to WPW. You feel lucky? No.
No.
All right, we're running
hey, that's low. Fine, Jake. I'll take it.
We're running low. You may want to get us a new box.
You challenge us. Okay.
Oh. You know what? There's two of them. There's two of you guys. That's good.
All right. But if we... All right, here's how this is going to work. If me and Heath get less gross ones than they do, they don't get to chop you, Jason. But if
no,
if we
no,
get more
no,
gross
absolutely
ones than
not.
They do...
No,
then,
absolutely not. Fuck
then,
you guys.
Then they
fuck
both
you.
Get a chop on you.
Absolutely not.
Or you can eat the jelly beans with us. You can take your pick here.
No, I'm not going to eat the jelly beans. I'm not taking a chop.
You should take a chop.
I'm not going to take a chop.
You should take a chop.
No.
You know what I think? Break the glass, we're done.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
We're not. We ain't talking about Jerseyville.
Okay.
If you lose, I'll let you chop me. What do you got? I don't want. What's the bet here? Is that you guys get more gross ones than them, or what? I don't understand. All right, what
so we're each gonna eat 10 jelly beans. Whichever team eats the fewer
each,
gross
each
gross
team
ones.
Is gonna eat 10.
Yes.
Or whichever each person's gonna eat 10.
Each team. I'll take 5. Heath will take 5. They'll both take 5. If we eat fewer gross ones than they do, then you get to chop him.
I'm not taking a chop.
But if
I got the shit kicked out of me at the last show. I don't need the shit chopped out of me this show. If we lose,
to
I'll
make it
you.
Fair, I'll take the chop if you want to give the chop.
Done. Sold.
I'll man up.
All right, so Logan will take the chop for our team. Fair enough. Logan, thanks for manning up. We appreciate that.
I got to earn my spot in the captain's chair, assholes. I got to do something.
All right.
By the way,
it's my man,
so.
Away, Jason.
But if they win, insert evil laugh.
Yeah, you get to chop the guy you've met once and don't remember.
I think you should break the glass and then we can talk about WPOE afterwards since we never make that a part of the...
Well, we're not keeping track of the timeline anyway.
Okay. Whatever.
You're not wrong, Capone. Big ass balls.
Logan, yeah. Oh, let's see. Fine. Let me find it here. Oh, no, we can't. We really have something legitimate.
Yeah. Do we have to talk about this week or can we table this for next week?
We've got something in our mail sack.
Yeah, we got like 7 emails in our mail sack.
But we have 1 or 2 legitimate ones from Leonard.
Okay.
So I would at least like to handle the legitimate
one. You're not
one.
The one who has to drive it half hour to get home. So.
Oh, my God. Fine. Quit your bitch and we'll table this for next week. We'll do a whole big mail sack segment.
That's what I wanted to do. Save the note because we're not going to have shit else to talk about next week. Well, WPW talks about next week and the mail sack. That's pretty much it.
Fall off from the night.
Yeah.
A little bit on Raw, I guess. But
I have a feeling that they're going. That it's going to get a little bit better because Survivor Series is one of the big four.
We can hope.
Yep.
So, Jason, tell us about the Jerseyville WCW show.
November 6th. That would be a week from this coming up Friday. We're going to be in Jerseyville, Illinois at the Heath. What's it called?
The Susnick Center.
The Sucknut Center? What?
The
Susnick.
Are... Advanced tickets are on sale.
Yes.
I'm trying to get all my stuff pulled up here. I can't find my flyer. If you're interested in tickets, let me know. I'll get you in touch with someone. Combat Games will be Team WPW versus the Legion. So far for Team WPW, it has been announced that the Searcher and Christian Hayes will represent Team WPW. The Legion has promised that there will be a fourth member and a huge surprise. We'll see what happens. What do you do?
So we know for sure that the Butcher Damian Blade will not be available for the show.
No, he got suspended for fucking striking an official. Still don't understand why, you know, Pig Vomit's there and didn't fucking get suspended for kicking the shit out of me, but hey, whatever.
Because snitches get stitches.
There was nothing snitched about. Pig Vomit fucking kicked me and everything else and then assaulted me after he
but
left and he still...
It.
He even got Logan.
Well, Logan,
yeah,
you're right.
Took a swing at me. How is he not suspended? I'm a bystander in all this.
You know what, Logan? You deserved it too.
You were a guest of our show.
I was a guest, and I was assaulted.
Well, Jason,
come on,
Logan. Though you should learn to never be affiliated with Jason Halbert. First off, because that's a good way to get killed.
That's why I'm glad I'm a photographer.
Hey, I'm gonna take a chop for that man. He's a good man.
Ooh, you're not. No. Don't worry about that. You're not taking. We're not talking about it. We're talking about Uriah.
I know what we're talking about. I was saying that you're a good man and I'm willing to take a shot.
Oh, I got you. I got what you're saying. I didn't hear it over the glass. Let me just stop that now. Anyway, are you going to eat another one?
Maybe.
Oh, Adrian's thinking about eating another one. Anyway, hopefully we'll have a little bit more to talk about. We'll preview their show. But don't forget to check out Capone next week in the NWA. Adrian, you knew more about this than I did because apparently you saw the post and I didn't. I'm going to look for it real quick.
I didn't see a whole lot. I don't remember a whole lot about it. I can't find it again now. But I saw, you can see the NWA Mid-South debut of Jake Capone. Saturday, October 31st. Dyersville, Tennessee.
Yes, at the Herb Welch Wrestleplex.
I'm scared of this. I hate this fucking flavor.
What is it?
It's chocolate pudding or dog food.
Oh, God, canned dog food. Yes, the NWA Mid-South debut of Jake Capone. Bell time, 7:30. Tickets.
Oh, thank God, that's chocolate pudding.
You've never been so happy to have chocolate pudding in your life. Next week, we will also have Jake Capone on our show to talk about his debut. So join us for that. Other than that, Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
Shows?
Shit to listen to.
Shit to listen to. If you want to know what's on the network, hey, I got a great idea. We have this thing called a website, and it's got a calendar on it, and you can look on it to see when shows are going to be coming up on the fucking network. Use it, people. God damn, it's not hard.
You can also send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com like some people are doing. Next week, we're going to have a big mail sack segment, so if you want to send us something, some questions, something you want us to talk about, send that to us. You can also follow us on the Twitter at thehourbomb. You can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also message us on Facebook as well. If you have a suggestion for Jizz Jams, here's a thought. Don't send them to Heath. That's okay. A good idea. Also check out all the wonderful stuff written by Paul Jordan on our website. And check out our friends at World Powerhouse Wrestling at WPWPro.com. Also follow them on the Twitter at World Powerhouse, HOUS1. Again, November 6th, Joyceville, Illinois. We're going to talk more about their show next Sunday. So we got nothing
else. Open up our mailbag, which we got a bunch of stuff to talk about from there.
Yeah.
Talk about the Jerseyville show that's coming up, and we're also going to be talking to
Jake Capone.
Jake Capone about his NWA Mid-South debut.
And maybe if we can get the Skype working a little bit better, maybe we'll have the Juggernaut too. That'd be kind of fun to have the both hell on
there. Have them both on there.
But if we can't get them both, we'll take Jake.
Yeah.
So no offense, Juggernaut. We'd love to have you on, but
that's not what Jason said. He didn't want you on at all.
No, Logan didn't want him on at all.
No, you told
I didn't say
me
a fucking
specifically.
Word.
No.
We can't have Juggernaut.
No.
He's not.
I can't. I don't know what happened. His mic just stopped working.
Oh my God!
Hey,
I see how it is.
What?
Silence the voice of the voiceless here.
The voice of the voice of the voice of the voiceless.
Yes.
Okay, good. So with that being said, man, we've lost listeners already. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbardson. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy!
I'm going to go find a cure for cancer. Now that I have it.
Ovarian cancer.
Yes.
I hope you die from herpes.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath Jason Heath saying so long.
I got nothing for you, Logan. So
I'm the fat man with the plan, so I'll see y'all next time I ever get on the show, if that happens.
Never.
We'll have you back on eventually. Don't worry. We like to have some. Unless your name is Richard, we'll have you back on the show. Don't worry.
Well, so, no, I'm not Dick, so we should be good.
Maybe we can have you on for our Survivor Series post
show. I was going to say maybe we can have him on for our show on the 8th.
Oh, maybe. That's true.
He can help us cover the WPW show.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll probably do that then.
I'm cool with that, and I watch every WWE pay-per-view. I'm always one Skype call away.
Richard says, fuck you guys. Holy shit, we have a guest for next week and the week after. Oh, my God, what the hell are we going to do?
We're planning ahead. It's
I know. So we will try to do this again next week. Oh, I'm going to send us off with a little bit of in the Halloween spirit, so enjoy that.
Woo-hoo!
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Hourbombed.
You have a vagina.
No, that's afterwards.
Oh. Toodles?
Oh. Master waiting?
Oh. Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
What day is WPW? November 6th.
And toodaloo, motherfuckers.
sharpened eyes going red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 In this town we call home, everyone hails from the pumpkin song. Waiting on the pounce and hell you'll scream. It's Halloween, red and black and slimy green. But you'll scare the flesh to smite.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night. Everybody scream, everybody scream. In your town hall. And the clown with the tailway face. Here in the clash and go without a chase.
I am the blue what we call who's there. Halloween, everybody scream. Won't you please make way for a very special guy?